Finally today, the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, is well known for encouraging extrajudicial killings as part of his so-called war on drugs. And one reason he's well known for that is because of reporting done by the Rappler online news site in the Philippines. Now Rappler is being accused of tax evasion by Filipino authorities, something Rappler's CEO, Maria Ressa, strongly denies. Maria Ressa joins us now from Malaga, Spain. How are you reading this move by the Duterte government? Does it come down to, you think, the critical reporting you've been doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is just a logical extension of the illogical nature of the charges against us. I believe it's a strategy of political harassment, of intimidation, to try to get us to stop writing stories that attempt to hold a very powerful government accountable. The tax evasion charge is interesting because it comes several months after the tax agency gave us an award for being Revenue Region 7's top corporate, one of the top corporate taxpayers.
Really? And now you're being charged with tax evasion.
This is the irony of it, right? I mean, there is a physical track record in the real world. So you can't just turn things upside down. Track record matters.
So you're in Spain. Are you going to go back to the Philippines to face these charges in court?
I am definitely going to face them because I run a company. Rappler is a startup. It is majority owned by journalists. Business interests are secondary to us, even though we know we have to survive. But part of the problem is all of this also came out. The government made this decision at a time when Rappler is being honored all around the world for both our journalism and for standing up for press freedom. It's sad for me to see this happen because I was also there when we came out of martial law. I began my career as a journalist in 1986 with the People Power Revolt.
Right.
And now is the pendulum swinging back as I end my career? Where are we going? And I think it's not just the Philippines, it's globally the problems that we're facing in the Philippines, the exponential lies on social media, a very authoritarian style president who is our most powerful leader in the last few decades, calling us fake news. That's not new, right?
Duterte is saying that.
So it was interesting because it was a week President Trump called CNN and New York Times fake news. A week later, President Duterte calls Rappler fake news.
I'm curious, though. I mean, Duterte is singling out you and Rappler. Is he taking similar steps against any other news organizations in the Philippines?
It's almost like we all take a turn. At the beginning, soon after he took office in July of 2016, he first focused on the largest broadsheet, the newspaper, Philippine Daily Inquirer. Shortly after that, the largest television station, ABS-CBN, was attacked by President Duterte. And just again last week, he mentioned that they would not be getting a renewal of their franchise. So I guess you become the flavor of the month for whatever reason. Part of the reason Rappler is targeted right now is in terms of filing legal cases, in terms of intimidating us, in terms of the moves that the government has made. It's very clear that we are continuing hard investigative reporting. We are not going to be intimidated precisely because now more than ever, the mission of journalism is very clear. We need to make sure that any changes in the quality and the state of our democracy, that our public knows what is happening.
Maria Ressa, founder and head of the Filipino investigative news organization, Rappler Media. Great to meet you, Maria. Thank you so much.
Thank you.